No, can do. Put your know-how into action. Authors Ken Blanchard, Paul Meyer and Dick Ruh. The gap between what people know, information they have picked up from books, audios, videos and seminars, and what they do, how much they apply and use that knowledge, is significant. This is particularly true today with the incredible technology that makes knowledge easily accessible to everyone. People tend to spend more time acquiring new information than developing strategies to use their newly acquired knowledge in their daily lives. The missing link. There are three reasons why people don't learn and start doing what they know. The first is information overload. They suffer from an overdose of knowledge. This is a common trap to fall into because it's easy to read a new book, listen to a new CD, or go to a new seminar. Knowledge comes easy, but that won't bring about change in behaviour. The second reason is negative filtering. People have a dysfunctional processing system. Whenever they learn something positive, even about themselves, they put it down or discount it. This negative attitude holds them back, and attitudes are tough to change. Without a positive, open attitude, particularly toward learning, you're never going to close the knowing-doing gap. The third reason is lack of follow-up. Changing habits or behaviour requires a real concentrated effort. Yet most people don't know how to follow up their good intentions to break the habit and change their behaviour. Once you understand these three reasons, you'll be able to help them bring about wanted change in their own lives by using more of the knowledge available from books, audios, videos and seminars. The key to doing that is repetition, repetition, repetition. It's the missing link between what people know and what they actually do. The power of repetition. Spaced repetition is a learning technique where you don't learn something in just one sitting. You're exposed to the information periodically over time so that it sinks in. That's because one statement makes little, if any, permanent impact on someone. It has to be repeated over and over again, not immediately, but after a period of time. Reason number one, information overload. There's nothing wrong with reading books and attending seminars. These are fundamental learning tools. The problem comes when we expose ourselves to new knowledge all the time, with no pause for integrating our new know-how and putting it into action. If we continue to expose ourselves this way, we become brain cluttered. To totally master something, it's imperative that we bathe in it until it becomes part of us. Your mental constitution is more affected by a small amount of material thoroughly mastered through spaced repetition than by 20 books you read only once. Reason number two, negative filtering. People are often too negative, which gives them an inadequate filtering system. Negative thinking is much more prevalent among people than positive thinking. I guess we're often programmed that way. We are constantly trying to do things to gain approval and a sense of belonging. As kids, we tried to get attention through our achievements, seeking praise and approval from our parents. It was a frustrating process because, like all of us, our parents tended to accentuate the negative rather than the positive. When we behaved well, they expected it and therefore didn't say anything. When we did something wrong, they jumped all over us. When we don't get caught doing anything right, we start to doubt ourselves and doubt others. We begin setting up defense mechanisms to protect ourselves. We start filtering everything that comes to us through a mind that's totally dominated by negative thinking. We adopt judgmental attitudes and our insights are fear-driven. Most people can't overcome negative conditioning. They achieve only a small percentage of what they could, because they accept too little too soon, and everything is filtered through their negative thinking and their closed judgmental mindset. They put on a judge's robe when they read, listen, or watch everything, which is totally unfair to their minds, their hearts, and their futures. Listening with a positive mindset. The solution to retaining more of what you learn is to listen with an open, positive mindset. To do so, you have to listen, with no prejudice or preconceived ideas, with a learning attitude that is excited about new information, with a positive expectancy, with a pen in hand taking notes, with a desire to hear not only what's being said, but also what it can trigger in your imagination, with a "how can I use this?" attitude. That way, you can see connections to other things you've been exposed to. Your open mind allows you to increase your knowledge many times more. Not only do you clear that traffic jam, you open up a whole new road. It's important to remember, though, that even with a positive mindset, repetition is required. It's interesting that repeating something 6 times seems to be the secret to spaced repetition. When people are first exposed to a new idea, they reject it because it conflicts with their preconceived ideas. The second time they're exposed to a new idea, they resist it because they can't accept it. The third time, they partially accept it, but have reservations as to its use. The fourth time, they fully accept it, because they feel it expresses what they've been thinking. The fifth time, they partially assimilate it by using it themselves. The sixth time, they fully assimilate it by owning it and passing it along to others. Reason number 3, lack of follow-up. Since some people, after they're exposed to something new, don't have a follow-up plan, they revert back to old habits. To change behaviour and get the results you want, you need structure, support and accountability. What really helps is to start practicing right away. The quicker you use a newly acquired skill, the more likely it is that you'll master it. Unless people are motivated to learn to do something and have a plan to do it right, it isn't very likely they'll hang in there and learn how to do it well. Accentuating the positive. With all the training we do, we want our people to go well beyond mere theory and knowledge. They must have opportunities to practice using what they're taught. Our follow-up learning system consists of tell me, show me, let me, observe me, and praise my progress and/or redirect me. This doesn't happen forever. Over time, your teaching style should move to ask me, let me show you so you can observe me, and then praise me. Eventually, you want learners to become masters in what they do so they can handle a delegating leadership style, where their manager lets them run with a ball. Then they can manage themselves as well as coach others. Focus backed by persistence. Few people will ever change by reading a book, listening to an audio, watching a video, or attending a seminar. You have to become a focused learner. Then you have to filter the new information through a positive mindset, and finally, you need to have a plan for putting your new knowledge into practice right away. There's a golden thread that runs through life of every high achiever. It's the golden thread of focus, backed by persistence. In one way or another, every person of extraordinary accomplishment has the ability to stay on course to achieve his goal.